the name of the project is We Are World, but this is a project to visit, with a visit between young people in Egypt and Germany. And we called it Exchange 2008 because it's based on school terms. It was an exchange between pupils, and it started in 2006 when we had a history project in our school, our secondary school, with pupils who were interested in Egyptian history. And the children were from the age of 10 to the age of 16, so from all classes. And we had 36 pupils taking part in that project. And then we thought we would like to go to Egypt to show the children the original places who were interested. And so we went to Luxor in 2007 and did, during the holidays. It was no school project then, only pupils from our school came with us. We were three teachers. And one of these teachers went to Cairo in 2007 in September to teach there at a German school. And thus we decided to make an exchange.
What do you think, Helga? How can technologies help young people to share their culture and friendship?
Yes. So after we had decided to do this exchange, the teachers sorted out the pupils who wanted to take part, and we thought, well, we could change emails. So we had email contact, and we had videos that were shown that still are shown on a homepage, and we have a special server here, which is called Kulturserver in Germany, where we could work on home pages here and there. So is an online homepage service, so we can work at the same time on the same home pages in Egypt and in Germany. And so that was the way this modern technology helped us to get into contact, to show videos, and to give all necessary information to get to know each other.
What are the preferred forms of interaction?
The preferred forms were indeed email contact, chat, and of course Skype, like we are Skyping now. The children could talk to each other. In the first part of the preparations, we gathered in school. Our 11 participants in Germany gathered in school, and we went into our computer room, and the children contacted the Egypt children via a special chat on our homepage.
What is the best result achieved by the project for you?
Well, for us, it's that the children really got into contact, that we met each other in the first place virtually and now in reality, and that they still have contact by email and by chat, and that we are planning to meet again. And so we have so many different cultures in the participants, and we have Muslim participants, Christian participants, and they went to each other's families, and they still want to go on with their contacts. And that is the best thing, to see the different cultures. So, for example, we went into the mosques in Cairo, and we went into the German mosques here, and the children could, for example, a Turkish German boy and an Egyptian Muslim boy, they went together and explained and filmed what happened in the mosque, and we could put it into our film, for example, and we could show it to each other. And we had the journeys together. So we went to Cairo in the first place, and then we returned together with the group. And so we shared these, flying over all boundaries.